Be'ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is daf Kofal, the Maseches Brachas, the 20th daf in Shas. The Mishnah starts off, Baal Keri Mahar Beliva. Someone who is Tami from Keri, a seminal emission, the halacha is that in the time of Ezra and further, it was instituted that someone who had become Tami of Keri needed to go to the mikvah. Says the Mishnah, Baal Keri Mahar Beliboy Ve'ena Mevarech Loy Lefoneha V'loy Lachareha. He needs to go to the mikvah and he doesn't say brachos either until he's gone to the mikvah. The brachos here that he does not say are the brachos Kriya Shema before and after. However, there's a bracha after food that he does say. But for Birchas HaMazon, he says that afterwards. But he doesn't make the bracha before eating. The difference between the two is that Birchas HaMazon is the Raisa, and the bracha Lefaneha is only Midrabana, as borne out by the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hei. Rabbi Yehuda Amir Mevarech Lefnei Me'achareya. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says that he makes both a bracha before and after. The Gemara analyzes. Amar Ravina. Ravina stated, Zos Ameres Hirur Kedivor Dami. Our Gemara is assuming that thinking in Torah is considered like speaking. Tisal Kedaita Lab Kedivor Dami. Because if you're going to say the Hirur is not considered like speaking, Lama Maharer, why does the Mishnah suggest that he should be Mahara in Torah? Elamai hirur kedivur dami, Yosef isvasav kedashkechon b'sinai. The Gemara is explaining that just like we see that at Har Sinai, they needed to be tovo beforehand, so too, even though hirur kedivur dami, nevertheless, Yosef isvasav is worse. To express it with one's lips are worse, as we found in Har Sinai, that they were makbid to go to the mikvah before, or Osek the Torah, before speaking in Torah. Tosis is bothered, but at Sinai they were also silent. They weren't Motzi B'Svasav. But Tosis says that based on the Gemara in Sukkot Lamechesa Mebeis, they experienced Kabbalah HaTorah through the process of Shomea Kona, and it's considered as if they were speaking. So the Gemara could be read as a question and answer. Elamai Hirur Kedibur Dami? Yosi Bisvasov. If he is Kedibur Dami, let him say out with his lips. Why do you need to go to the mikvah? Kedashchan b'Sinai. Like we find at our Sinai that they were makbid to go to the mikvah before being Motzi Bisvasov. Rav Chizda disagrees. Hirur la Kedibur Dami. He holds Hirur is not considered like speaking. Dizakadai Hirur Kedibur Dami. Yosi Bisvasov. Then it's the same thing as speaking. Elamai. Hirur la Kedibur Dami. Thinking and learning is not the same thing as speaking. Lama maharer. Then why is he being maharer if it's not considered as if he's learning mamish? Amar Rabbi Elazar, k'dei shelo yehei kol olam oskin bo hu yoshev hu bato. What will come out is he's sitting and doing nothing, waiting to be able to go to the mikvah, and everybody is learning Torah. Asks the Gemara, like we had suggested before, if it's just simply being maharer, why do we say a Baal Keri should be Maharer in Kriya Shema Belibo? V'nigros b'pirka achrida. Let him think about something else. Why specifically Kriya Shema? The subject of our Mishnah is Kriya Shema. Amar Vada Barava b'dover sh'atzibur oskin bo. He should be osik in what the tzibur is being involved with, and that is Kriya Shema. Asks the Gemara if it's appropriate to be osik in what the tzibur is involved in, fireates Tefillah on the top of Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. The Dover Shat Tzibur Oskin Bo Tznan Hayomid the Tefillah V'Nisker Shu Bar Keri Lo Yitzak Ela Yikatzer. The Halacha is if he realizes Bar Keri Mil Tefillah, he shouldn't stop, but he should abbreviate. And we're Bedayik Time of the Aschil Halo Aschil Lo Yaschil. If he didn't start davening and then become Keri, he shouldn't start. So what do we see from here? We see from here that there isn't an inyan of thinking with the tzibur like we had said in regards to Kriya Shema. Answers the Gemara, no. Shani tefillah delespa malchus shemayim. Tefillah is different that doesn't have Malchus Shamayim. When it comes to Kriya Shema, we want him to be Maharer because that is Malchus Shamayim. You're being Mekabel the yoke of heaven, and that we want the Balkari to do as well. However, Tefillah does not have that component, and therefore we don't mandate that the Balkari think in davening. Asks the Gemara, Varei Birchas HaMazon L'Achrav D'Lesbo Malchus Shamayim. Birchas HaMazon does not have Malchus Shamayim. Utnan Al HaMazon Mevarech L'Achrav. We learned in our Mishnah that you do bench when you are a carry. Ve'enim Varech L'Fanav. So therefore, the distinction between Tefillah and Kriya Shema cannot be correct because a carry is supposed to, Balkari is supposed to be Maharer in Birchas HaMazon. And he's even supposed to say Birchas HaMazon even though there is no concept of Malchus Shemaim. Ela Kriya Shema Berchas HaMazon D'Oraisa. Rather, Kriya Shema Berchas HaMazon D'Oraisa. Hence, they have the appropriate hearer and amira, and Keri doesn't push them away. Utfila Midrabbanan, and since Tfila is Dirabbanan, the phenomenon of Keri pushes Tfila away. The Gemara continues 8 lines from the top on Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Amr of Yehuda. What is the source that benching, blessing after meals, is biblical? Shenemar. The Gemara answers. Here's the source. V'achalta v'savata uveirachta. The pasuk in Parshas Ekev, if I'm not mistaken, describes that you will eat, you'll be satisfied, and then you will bless. That becomes a mitzvah d'oraisa. Continues the Gemara. Minayin l'birchas ha'tayra l'fanel min ha'tayra. How do we know that the chiyuv, to say brachos, before we learn, is also min ha'tayra? Shenemar, this is a very important source. Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Goydel Leilokeinu. Rashi explains that the Gemara in Yuma tells us that before Moshe Rabbeinu said the Shira of Azinu, he said Kishem Hashem Ekra, when we call out the name of Hashem, Bivracha, Atem Havu Goydel Leilokeinu Ba'amein. That Moshe Rabbeinu Ki'ilu said a bracha, and they pronounced amen before they said the Shira of Torah. This is a fascinating makar. Mirtz Hashem, in the halacha discussion, we will, Be'ezer Hashem, discuss Birchas HaTorah, as well as the significance of this source. When you say the Shema Hashem, so then give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you learn Torah, the Shem Hashem, interestingly, so then first give a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lamdeinu Birchas HaTorah La'achareha Min Birchas HaMazon V'Kal V'Chomer. Why don't we learn a Kal V'Chomer when it comes to Birchas HaTorah that you need to make a bracha afterwards from Birchas HaMazon? U'Birchas HaMazon L'Faneha Min Birchas HaTorah V'Kal V'Chomer. We've mentioned that the Gemara on Daf Lamed Hey learned sources for the chiyuv of what we call a birchas hanen and lefnei achila, but nevertheless, that is only rabbinic in nature. Why don't we turn a bracha lefanea into a chiyuv d'oraisa and turn birchas haTorah afterwards? You've ever heard of that? Birchas haTorah afterwards into a din d'oraisa from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Birchas haTorah l'acharem in birchas hamazon kal v'chomer uma mazon shein ton lefanov. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, it doesn't need a bracha beforehand, yet it needs a bracha afterwards. Torah, that's even more chashuv. Shetu'una lefanea, that you need to make a bracha before you learn, eino din shetu'una l'acharea. Certainly, wouldn't it be a kal v'chomer to say that it needs afterwards, and vice versa. U'Birchas HaMazon lefanea bin Birchas HaTorah mikal v'chomer. Ma Torah sheinu tu'una l'acharea, tu'una lefanea. Torah doesn't require after you're satiated from Torah yet, you need to make a bracha afterwards. Mazon shu'tan l'achrav din shu'tan l'fanav. Certainly, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon needs a bracha beforehand, certainly you should make a bracha beforehand. Answers the Gemara, no. Ika l'mifrach, there's a difference. Ma l'mazon shekein nene. When it comes to food, you are nene. Could be the pshat in the Gemara is that since you are satiated, so then there is a stronger sense of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or thanks. And for that reason, you need to direct that thanks to Kutcha Brichu. Uma l'Torah shekein chaya olam. But Torah, you're not satiated, but lets you live on forever. Va'od, and another reason you cannot make this Kal v'chomer, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Alamazna v'arach l'acharav, v'einim v'arach l'fanav, that we don't make a bracha l'fanav when it comes to achila if he's a balkeri. To Yuvta, that is a strong kasha on what we had said before. The Gemara Rishonim don't spell out, which might be an interesting question to ask, is why is it that when something is chaye olam, so then it gets a bracha particularly beforehand and not afterwards? When one is ma'ayin into the nature of Birchas HaTorah, maybe one can answer that question as well. We continue on with the Daf Yomi, Amar of Yehuda. The Gemara continues halfway through Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Amar of Yehuda. Safek kara kriyashma, safek lo kara, ena choyzev kara. If a person has a safek, whether he read kriyashma or he did not, then in such a case, he does not repeat. Safek omer emes v'yatsiv, safek lo yomer, choyzer v'oimer, emes v'yatsiv. If he has a safek, whether he said emes v'yatsiv, in other words, the paragraph that we say after Kriya Shema in the morning, then he does repeat. My time, what's the rationale? Kriya Shema derabbanan emes v'yatziv d'oraisa. Kriya Shema is derabbanan, but emes v'yatziv is d'oraisa. This might sound startling to us, but let's start with the part that's a little bit clearer. Emes v'yatziv has in it the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know that there is a mitzvah to be mazgir Yetzias Mitzrayim every day. L'man tizkar es yom tzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim. And this is expounded upon in the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis. Why Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan, that will be a separate question. That question the Gemara asks right now from Rav Yosef. Matzav Rav Yosef. Uveshach b'cha, uveshach. The Torah says that you do it, in a moment we'll discuss what it is, when you go to sleep and when you wake up. What is it? Presumably, that means Kriya Shema. That was the subject of V'ahavta. Says the Gemara, you're right, Kriya Shema has part of it, but it's broader than that. Amar le Abayayhu b'divrei Tayriksiv. When the Torah says V'shach l'chav k'mecha, it's not specifically talking about Kriya Shema, it's talking about general Tayra. So Kriya Shema itself will only be the Rabbana. Despite this cogent terutz, the Gemara nevertheless will reject Rav Yehuda as per our Mishnah. Tanan, we learn in our Mishnah, Bal keri mahara b'liboy ve'eina mevarech lo lefanev v'lo l'achareh. A Bal keri could think and should think about Kriya Shema, but he doesn't make the brachos for either before or after. V'ala mozayn, when it comes to benching, mevarech l'achareh v'eina barech lefanev. Asks the Gemara, we already got through saying on top of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph that the reason why a Baal Keri thinks about Kriya Shema and says Birchas Hamazon is because if that's so, we just got through saying that Emes V'yatziv is also D'oraisa. So Gemara says, my time of varech. Why do you want him to say it? Because it's a d'oraisa? Imishum Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a critical point. If it's because of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're right. Yetzias Mitzrayim is d'oraisa. However, ha'idker le b'kriya shema. We mention it in Kriya Shema. Since we mention it in Kriya Shema, then Emes V'yatziv is no longer d'oraisa. Ask the Gemara, v'neima ha, v'lo boi ha. Let him say Emes V'yatziv, and you won't need to say Kriya Shema. Answers the Gemara, Kriya Shema Adifa De'isbe Tarti. Kriya Shema is better because it has both Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Period. Rebbe Lazar Amar, Rebbe Lazar taught, Savikara Kriya Shema V'glokara, Chazar V'kore Kriya Shema. Rebbe Lazar disagrees with the above, and Rebbe Lazar holds that if you have a suffix of whether you're Kriya Shema or not, the halacha is as d'oraisa, and you repeat it. In contrast to tefillah, savig ispal, savig lo ispalel, eina chozer mispal, because tefillah is only midrabanan, so then in such a case, you don't go back and repeat. The Gemara then concludes, v'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, v'levai shi ispal adam kol yom kulo, halavai, a person should daven all day. Hence, there's nothing wrong with repeating in the case of a suffix. Rashi, in an uncharacteristic fashion, in Dibra Maskel Vilavai, summarizes the halacha in the name of the halachos gedolos. And that is, on the one hand, he says, we paskin like Reb Yochanan. If you have a suffix, you would repeat. However, if you vadai daven, then in such a case, then one would not repeat. Tosis and Dibra Maskel Reb Yochanan has a very similar type of approach. One lumdisha point before we continue on with the daf. The Gemara had told us that even if you held that Kriya Shema is the Rabbana, nevertheless, if we had to choose whether saying Kriya Shema with Zechiras Mitzias Mitzrayim or Emes V'Yatziv, we would choose Kriya Shema because it has both Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim and Zechiras Mitzias Mitzrayim. In a dramatic Yortzeit Shir, Rav Soloveitchik developed the relationship between Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. If I'm not mistaken, it is the first Yortzeit Shir that was printed from the Rav, Chelek Aleph, in the Shiurim L'Zeichra Amamayri, where he develops, both in Halacha, Lomdos, and Machshava, the relationship between the two. The Gemara continues on the first wide line, of Chaf Aleph, Amid Aleph. V'amar v'yudam r'shmul ha'yoymed v'tfila v'nisgar she'hispalel. Paisik, if a person is standing and davening and remembers that he davened already, he stops. Fafil b'emsa bracha, even if he's in the middle of the bracha. Of course, this is in context of the previous Gemara that had said that you don't even go back to repeat tefillah according to Rebbe Lazar if you have a suffix. So hence, if you are davening, you realize you davened, so then you stop. Ask the Gemara, Eini v'amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Kevinon bei rabba baravua bo minei hani bnei bei rav. They asked of rabba baravua that these yeshiva boys, deto umidkari dechol b'shabbos, and they mention Shemona Esrei of Chol on Shabbos, mao shiigmaru, should they complete? Va'amar lon gomrin kol osa bracha. And he said that you repeat the entire bracha. This is the halacha. If one by mistake starts atachoinen on Shabbos, in such a case, one completes with the bracha of choinen hadas. So the Gemara is asking, why is it that the halacha is if you realize you daven and you're in the middle of a bracha, you immediately stop, yet on Shabbos, which is not chol, and you don't say the brachas of Chol, when you realize that you're in the middle of saying a bracha, you do finish it? Answers the Gemara, Hachi hashta. No, come here. Here it is. Hasam gavra bar chiyuvo. When it comes to Chol, really you're a bar chiyuv, you should say all the brachas, atachone, rifainu, everything. V'rabbananu delo atrechuhu mishum kvot Shabbos. And the Rabbanan were matriach you for kvot Shabbos. But really, you should say all the brachos. Aval hacha tzalilei. Here, you're not a bar chiyuv at all because you already davened. Hence, during the week, you finish. However, on Shabbos, in other words, if you say a Shemona Esrei of the week, you finish. But if you realize in the middle that you davened, then you immediately stop. The Gemara continues three lines from the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Ve'omer of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We continue teachings of Rav Yehuda. About tefillah. This one again in the name of Shmuel. Hispal v'nichnas l'beis ha'knesses. A person davened, and then he walks into shul. Umatz tzibur mispalin, and he finds that people are davening. Im yachol echadish bodavar, if he could add something to his tefillah, yachzav yispal. Then he could repeat, in other words, even repeat all the brachas. Vim lav al yachzav yispal. But if he can't think of anything to add, he shouldn't repeat. Utzricha. And we need both cases. Gemara is bothered in the tzricha over here that Shmuel's halacha seemed to have been repeated twice. Number one, we learned in the name of Shmuel that you stop if you realize that you had davened. Number two, Shmuel says, don't daven again. Once we know that the halacha is that you stop when you realize that you davened, so then certainly you should not daven again if you have nothing to add. Utsricha, says Gemara, we need both psakim. Di ashkeni inan kamaisa, if we would have had the first case that says that you stop, Hani Mili Yachid. That's in regards to a Yachid. Vi Yachid. And now again, he started Shemona Esrei as a Yachid. O Tzibur V'Tzibur. Or he first davened with a Tzibur, and then he started by mistake again with a Tzibur. Then we learned that you should be Mafsik. Aval, Yachid Legabe Tzibur, Kimandalo Tzolui Dami. But what happens if he already davened as a Yachid? And now he comes in and he finds the Tzibur davening. I would have thought Kimandalo Tzolui Dami. Wow, an amazing testimony about the Koach HaTfilah of a Tzibur, that a Tzibur is davening to a Yachid is considered as if he didn't daven at all. Kamash Malon, the Chiddush is coming to tell us that no, we consider it even though he davened, but it's just simply not on the same Madrega. I would like to add, in the derech of one of my Grabeim Rav Rosenzweig, that the echoes of the Havamina are clearly here. In other words, that even though we say it's not considered as if you davened, but clearly the Gemara is assuming, and this it does not reject, that the quality of Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tefillah B'Yachid are totally different. Two lines from the top. V'yashmin and Hacha, and if you would have told it to me in this case, when he walked into the shul and he sees that they're davening, and the halacha is that he should not say a new Tefillah if he's not going to add anything new, maybe only over there, Mishum Delo Aschaba, that he hadn't started. Aval Hasam, but in our first psak, with the Aschulba that he started, and then he realized he had davened, Emalo, I would say that he should not, Tzricha, so that's why I need both cases. The Gemara continues four lines on the top, on Chafal from the base. Amar Rav Huna, Hanichnas lebeis haknesa, someone who goes into a shul, Umatzat tziv shemitzvalim, and he finds that the public is davening, Im yachol ha-haschul v'ligmar atshalo yigia shliach tzibur lemodim yispala, if he'll be able to start and finish by the time that the Shliach Tzibur reaches Modim, so then in such a case, then he should begin davening. V'imlav, but if not, al yispalel, in such a case, he should not begin davening. Reb Shua ben Levi, Omar, Reb Shua ben Levi, if you will, is more machmir. Im yochel haschel v'ligma atshelo yigia Shliach Tzibur l'kdusha yispal. He needs to be finished even before a Kedusha, then he should begin davening. V'im lav, al yispalo. But if not, he should not begin his Shemona Esrei. The Gemara wants to know, what is the yisod of this machlokis? Nine lines into the wide, asks the Gemara, b'maika miflagi. In what way are these? The Gemara will explain the crux of the machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Shua ben Levi. B'maika miflagi, amar mar savar yachid omer kedusha, umar savar ein yachid omer kedusha. Rashi explains that Rav Huna says that as long as you'll finish by moedim, says no problem to start, and he does not say that one needs to finish by kedusha like Rabbi Shua ben Levi is assuming yachid omer kedusha. What does that mean? According to Rav Huna, Rashi explains, if someone is a Milah Shemayna Esrei and the Kohol is saying Kadosh, he could respond with them. For that reason, no problem to let him start as long as he's done by Moedim. When it comes to Moedim, Rashi spells out, even though the Yachid says it, but he doesn't bow. And by Moedim, there's a Chiv to bow. And since he doesn't bow, he will appear like a Kofer, and therefore he has to be finished. However, when it comes to Kadosh, let us clarify. When it comes to Kadosh, there he's allowed to say it in his Shemona Esrei. Therefore, there will be no suspect of Kfira on his part. From Rashi is Mashma that he could say Kadosh anywhere in his Tfila with the Tzibur, according to Rav Huna. Ma'ar Safar, Rav Shua ben Levi disagrees. Ein yachid oimer kedusha. An individual cannot say kedusha in his own silent Shemona Esrei. The Gemara says this is not only the opinion of Rav Shua ben Levi, but rather is also the opinion of Rav Ada bar Rava. V'chein omer Rav Ada bar Rava, minayin she'ein ha-yachid oimer kedusha. A yachid is not allowed to say kedusha. She'nemar v'nikdashti b'shtoch b'nei Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you will sanctify me
amongst Klal Yisrael, called over Shabikdusha, Lo Yehe Pachos Me'asara. You need to say it with 10 people. The proof from Rav Avda bar Rava is the following. Rav Avda bar Rava holds that there are Dvarim Shabikdusha, which Kadosh clearly is, which needs to be said with 10. Rav Yishab ben Levi and Rav Una were arguing whether a Yachid is allowed to say Kedusha on his own. Rashi said, Yachid amispal imat tzibur omer kadosh, that means that he, when he's standing with the tzibur, he could say kadosh on his own according to Rav Huna, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi disagrees. What we see from Rav Avda bar Abba is that a Yachid cannot do it unless there are 10 people as well that are doing it also. Where did Rav Avda bar Abba see that Kedusha besoch b'nei Yisrael means 10? My mashma, where do you see it in the pasuk? Continues the Gemara. The Tani Rav Noi Achua de Rav Yichia bar Abba Asya Toich Toich. We learn almost a gzeir shava from Toich Toich. Ksiv hacham and ikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael. Uksiv hasam, and it says in regards to Korach, he bodlu mitocha eda azos. Separate from this eda. Malahalan asara, just like. And the Gemara assumes that the Eda is made up of 10 men. Malahalan Asar Afkan Asar. The Gemara in Megillah spells out why we assume that by Korach it's made up of 10 men. The Gemara points to another time the Eda is used, right before that in Parsha Shlach by the Meraglim. And there were 10 Meraglim. That itself requires a tremendous analysis that we learn the halacha of Minyan went from Meraglim, that teaches to Korach, which teaches a Dover Shebikdusha on our Shiurim, on the Meraglim and Korach. We discussed the scope of this. Interestingly, I received just an email about that a short time ago, because it's a fascinating question about the Limud from the Meraglim. Mala Halon Asara, Afkan Asara. So we learn out that Dover Shebekdusha needs 10 from the Meraglim and Korach. Period. So this is the locus. Of course, we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You cannot say Kedusha on your own. You need 10. And for that reason, you cannot start your Shemoneh Esrei until you're sure that you will say Kedusha with the Tzibur. The Gemara continues to analyze. You put a big period before Udekulei Alma. Udekulei Alma, says the Gemara, Miat Mitzak Lo Pasuk. Everybody agrees that you would not interrupt your Shemona Esrei for Kedusha to say with them. In other words, if I'm in the middle of the Bracha of Hashivenu, I can't interrupt. If I would be able to interrupt, then I would have no problem starting Shemona Esrei at any time. Iboilu, so you can't interrupt for Kedusha and Modim. Ask the Gemara, Ma'u Lahafsik Liheshmei Hagodol Mevarach. What about interrupting to what we call Yeheshme Rabba? Yasser of Dimi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Talmidid Rabbi Yochanan, Amri Lechol Ein Mafsikin, Chutz Min Yeheshme Hagodol Mevarach. Shafilu Oisek B'maisa Merkava Poisek. You see the Chashivas of Yeheshme Rabba, that there were some who say that even if you're involved in understanding Maisa Merkava, you interrupt V'lesil Chasak Havasei, but we do not follow this opinion, and in our Shemona Esrei, we do not answer Yehesh Rabba in the personal Shemona Esrei. We learned in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with the opinion of the Tanakhama, who said that you do not make Birchos Kriya Shema when there is Keri. Ask the Gemara, what is the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda? Limemra, if we're going to say the Kasava Rabbi Yehuda Bal Keri Mutar B'Divrei Torah, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the whole assumption of the Tanakhama and holds that a Bar Keri is allowed to say Torah, and he doesn't have the gzera of Ezra. Va'ha'amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, minayin the Balkeri shasar b'divrei Torah. Rabbi Shua ben Levi gave a source. Shenemar va'hodatam levanecha v'nei vanecha. You shall teach your children and your grandchildren. V'samachle yom asher amata. And next to it has the pasuk, yom asher amata l'fnei Hashem lokecha b'chorev, the time that you stood next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Sinai, where we were metaher ourselves from Keri. If that's so then Ma Lahalom Bal Keri Nasur, Afgan Bal Keri Nasur, just like there Baal Keri was Aser, so too over here, Baal Keri should be Aser.
V'chitem, and if you're going to say Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the teaching of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, why? V'chitem Rabbi Yehuda loy darish smuchim. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darish in the fact that the psukim are next to each other. V'amar Rabbi Yosef, didn't Rabbi Yosef teach? Afil manda lo darish smuchim b'chol ha-Torah b'mishna Torah darish. That even if you're not darish smuchim in the first four books of Moshe on Dvarim Mishnah Torah, you are darish. The Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim b'chol ha-Torah kula u'mishnah Torah darish. We know that Rabbi Yehuda was not darish smuchin in the all of Torah, but for Mishnah Torah he was. Now the Gemara parenthetically remarks in regards to Kol HaTorah Kula whether he darshan smuchim or not. It continues, the Kol HaTorah Kula minol delo darsh. What's the source that says that he didn't darshan when it came to Kol HaTorah Kula? Desanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Benazai Omer, Benazai taught, Nemar Mechashef Aloch Sechaya, V'nemar Kol Shochev Im Behema Moisumas, Samchu Inyan Lo, Loimar, Mashoichiv in Behema Beskila, Af Mechashecha Nami Beskila. Mechashefa also is punishable by death of Skila, just like when it comes to Shoich Behema. Amr Le Reb Yehuda, Vechnei Nesha Samchu Inyan Lo, Notzi Lezele Skila, is Smuchin enough to teach us Skila? In other words, he rejects the concept of Smuchin. Elo Oivi Adaini Bechlal Kol Mechashefim Hayu. But rather, Ov and Yedoni are considered mechashefa. Ov and Yedoni is certainly a type of witchcraft. But lama yatsu yatsu, and why does it specify in the Torah there is a separate parsha of Ov and Yedoni, lahakishlen, to equate with mechashefa, v'loyme lechama Ov and Yedoni b'yiskila. By Ov and Yedoni it says specifically that they get skila, af mechashefa b'skila. That's the reason you get skila. Bottom line is, it's not because of smuchin according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that in Parsha Shmois, in Sefer Shmois, there Rabbi Yehuda is not darish smuchin. Ube Mishnah Torah minol on the darish. And how do we know that he is darish in Mishnah Torah? Desani Rabbi Lazar Oimer, noise adam anusas avim futas aviv. A man is allowed to marry a woman that had been raped by his father or seduced by his father. Anusas boy raped by his son mufutas benoy. Rabbi Yehuda Oiser, in Yevamis, there is a machlokis tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda is oser banusas of mufutas aviv. Rav Gidol Amar Rav, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What is the rationale of Rabbi Yehuda? V'chsiv lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, v'lo yigale es knaf aviv. The Torah says that a man is not supposed to marry the wife of his father, as well as the Torah repeats, he's not supposed to reveal the court, literally the garment of his father. Here, though, knaf means the erva that saw his father. In other words, a woman who had a sexual relationship with his father. Knaf shira aviv lo yigale. Asks the Gemara umimai de banusas aviv ksiv. How do we know we're talking about specifically anusas aviv? Maybe it's another type of relationship with his father, not necessarily rape. The samach levin nasan isha shochevima. Because the next parsha is Anus, and he darshins smuchim. So what do we see? That here, in our parenthetical analysis, the Rabbi Yehuda is darish smuchim Mishnah Torah, and he's not darish smuchim in the other parshias. Says the Gemara, Amri, in b'mishnah Torah darish, v'hani smuchim mibelei le'idach the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Over here, nevertheless, coming back to our original topic, Rabbi Yehuda is not Doresh, the Samuch of Baal Keri. In other words, let's remind ourselves, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had taught us that there was a Samuch of Al-Datam Levanecha V'Levanecha next to the Pasuk of teaching Torah is the Pasuk of Maimid Har Sinai, and there Baal Keri was Asur, and that's in Sefer Devarim. And even Rabbi Yehuda was not Doresh Smuchim in the other four books, is Dairesh in Sefer Devarim. So the Gemara says, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda could disagree. How? Amri, in the Mishnah Torah Darish, he is Darish, Vahani Smuchim mi boile the Idach to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, but he uses this Smuchim for something else. Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hamelameid lebnoi Torah, malalav akosuv, ki'ilo, kibla, mehar chayrif. Someone who teaches his son Torah, it's considered as if he accepted the Torah from Har Sinai. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, vaydatam levanecha v'levnei venecha uksiv batzrei yom asher amata lefnei Hashem lokecha b'chayrev. We see that the Torah equates with the smuchim, teaching one's children to Kabbalah HaTorah Me Har Sinai. Interesting to note that this same Gemara appears in Kedushin on Daf Lamed, yet there the Gemara does not say Kolam Lamed Lebnoi, but rather Kolam Lamed Leben Benoi, teaching one's grandson. Another interesting point is the equation of Kabbalah HaTorah Me Har Sinai, specifically if one teaches one's children. It would seem that the Gemara is teaching us the following lesson, and that is that someone whose Torah is important to him, that it's not just simply an intellectual exercise, but something that's part of his lifeblood, that it's the most important thing for him to pass on to his children, that's a siman that the Torah that he had received, maybe it even testifies on the Torah that he received from his Rabbeim, was Shelas HaMesora that comes from Har Sinai, because one of the most important qualities of Kabbalah HaTorah was the perpetual component of Kabbalah HaTorah, passing on from one's children and grandchildren. Rav Sternbuch in the Sefer Pshat V'Iyun adds a little bit more, and he says that when the Torah is passed on from parents, so then it's being passed on from the previous generations, and al pi chasidus, we know that the previous generation are better connected to tzaddikim and so on and so forth. If a child learns Torah from the previous generation and senses the tzidkus of the previous generation, that is a Kabbalah HaTorah from Har Sinai. And the Kabbalah HaTorah of Har Sinai, of course, its quality was Be'ema B'Reses U'Bezeya, a sense of trepidation, a sense of Yerushalayim. And if the Torah is being given over Midor L'Dor, then the Yerushalayim of Torah could be passed over as well. Hence, Rav Sternbuch concludes, this obligation cannot be fulfilled by the parent hiring a tutor for the child. The parent's responsibility is to connect the intellectual component of Torah to the experiential, the sense of the awe of the previous generations, and passing over the Torah, which was a tradition of our forefathers, where it was laced also with a purity of Yerushalayim that we yearn for even today. Bezer Hashem, this concludes Daf Chof Aleph of the Daf in Maseches Brachos. Bezras Hashem, our first topic for today is Birchat Torah, both in terms of the halacha, since these are halachic topics, as well as how it relates to Pshat and the Lomdus and Machshav of our Gemara. The part, as we do in the halacha section from the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Mem Zayin Sif Aleph, the Mechaber Paskins, Birchat HaTorah Tzarech Lizoyer, one needs to be very careful in regards to Birchas HaTorah. The Be'er HaGola points out that the source of that Gemara, Gemara Nedarim, on Daf Pei Aleph, because the Gemara in there, Nedarim, describes very poignantly that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ashelo Birchu BaTorah Tchila, that we didn't make a Birchas HaTorah beforehand. Of course, many of the Mefarshim tried to understand why is it so critical when it comes to Birchas HaTorah to make a bracha beforehand, to the point that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed due to the lack of a Birchas HaTorah. Let us also ask another question. In our Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph, we have the source that Birchas HaTorah is a chiyuv min HaTorah lefaneha because of the pasuk Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Eloheinu. When you say the Shem Hashem, then there is a chiyuv to be Godel, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Birchas HaTorah. It is striking that the Birchas HaTorah is described for Torah, which is the Shem Hashem, the name of Hashem. The expression of Torah is not used, but rather it is called the Shem Hashem. Why did the Gemara emphasize that point? Finally, the Gemara also points out that Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaMazon are opposites. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah there, the bracha that's mandated min HaTorah, our Gemara said, was beforehand, not afterwards. The Gemara attempts to learn a Kal V'chomer, Birchas HaMazon rejects it. And Birchas HaMazon, the Chiyuv is specifically after and not before. To answer these questions, let us reveal some basic halachas, and we will see that in the halachas themselves have a few important yesodas. Says the Shah Gisari in Simen Chav Dalet, it is quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Aleph in Simen Mem Zayin, that since Birchas HaTorah is the Araisa, if someone has a suffix of whether he made a Birchas HaTorah, the halacha is that he should repeat Birchas HaTorah. However, what is not as well known is the fact that both the Shah Gisari and the Pri Chodesh, and this is the halacha, rule that in such a case he should just say the bracha of Asher Bochar Banu Mikol Amim V'Nasanu Es Torah Soi, and he describes this as Hama'ula Shebe Brachos, the best of all the brachos. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvas in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis Simen Gimel gives a beautiful explanation for this psak of the Shah Gisari, and in many ways this psak of Rav Moshe addresses many halachic issues, as well as begins to shed light on the machshav of Birchas HaTorah. Rav Moshe is bothered by the following question. On Daf Tev Zayin, we discussed that Birchas HaMazon is d'oraisa, and all three brachos of Birchas HaMazon are d'oraisa as well. If someone forgot Birchas HaMazon, we mentioned that he repeats all of Birchas HaMazon, even the fourth bracha, which is not up to debate at all. The Gemara says it was a later takana. It was a takana based on the Haruge Beta, which we will discuss towards the end of the Masechta. And that is only a takana de Rabban. Nevertheless, Mishnah Berurah says in Kuf Pei Dalet Yud Gimel that the halacha is that once one is repeating Birchas HaMazon, one has a suffeg, then one repeats Hatova HaMeitiv as well, so as not to be mezalzel in that bracha. Asks Rav Moshe, why is it that if someone has a suffix of Birchas HaTorah, he only makes a bracha of Asher Bochar Banu? What about the fact that when you have a chiyuv d'oraisa, everything goes along with it, and certainly the bracha of Lasok B'divrei Sora as well goes along with it? Says Rav Moshe, and already the Bach elaborates on this in Birchas HaTorah, in Simen Mem Zayin, but we will formulate it the way Rav Moshe presents it. Ramesha says that Birchas HaTorah, the bracha of Asher Bochar Banu, and the bracha of Las Resora are going on two different tracks entirely. The bracha of Asher Bochar Banu is a hodah, Birchas Shevach, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful matana that he has given us, our lifeblood Torah. The bracha of Lasok B'divrei Sora is not a Birchas Shevach, but is a Birchas HaTorah. Similar to a Birchas HaMitzvah that we make before Lulav, a Birchas HaMitzvah before Neros Chanukah. Ramesha says, the Chiyuv D'Oraisa, the Ramban already writes in his editions of Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Tezvav, is to recognize the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That is the Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Then there is a separate bracha which goes on the Pu'ula of Talmud Torah. In Kainim Advarim, we could answer the question of what is the distinction between Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, there are two distinct brachos. If you have a suffeg, then you got to start with the Chiyuv D'Oraisa. What's the Chiyuv D'Oraisa? Lahakir HaMatana Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Natan Lanu. In regards to that Hakara, that is the Din D'Oraisa of Asher Bochar Banu. The other bracha of Lasok is a totally different track. When did the Mishnah Berurah say that once you start on the track, you finish everything off, all the other brachos that are connected? That's when all the brachos are part of one track. And that's the track of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Mazon, for Eretz Yisrael. And along with that, they made a takana of Hatov HaMeitiv, which are reiterating some of those points. However, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, there are two distinct brachos with two distinct tracks. Based on this, we can have deeper understanding of what the Gemara means is that when it says that there is a deep distinction between the bracha of Birchas HaMazon and the bracha of Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara says that when you're satisfied, after you're satisfied and you had Hana'ah, then in such a case, a bracha. However, when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, it's Chaye Olam, and therefore it requires a bracha. What does the Gemara mean when it says Chaye Olam? Could very well be what the Gemara is driving at, and this the Meshech Chochma alludes to in a famous piece in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Yud, where the Meshech Chochma describes the bracha beforehand is to recognize the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the depth of the Matana, the lifeblood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. It could be, chas v'chalila, an intellectual exercise, or it could be Chaye Olam. That's what the Gemara is driving at. Before you eat, you don't have to know how important food is in terms of nutrition. What you need to know is after you eat that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To appreciate Torah, to understand the depths of Torah, to use it as a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which they didn't do in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, see the Ran in the Dharma and the Tzadi Aleph, then one needs to have the bracha beforehand to recognize that it is not simply an intellectual endeavor. Hey, neina dvarim shel igros Moshe. That's exactly what Ramesha was saying as well in his tshuvas. Ramesha was saying that's to recognize the special matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So this explains the halacha as well as the machshava. Im keinim advarim, we have pshat in the Gemara, not only the fact that the Gemara calls a chaye olam, and not only do we have the halacha lemaisa explanation to it, but we do have a Kabbalistic understanding as well from the Gemara. It's well known that the Zohar and the Meshech Chochma is alluding to this, says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah are the shame of Hashem. The name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Torah. It is also well known that the Rosh Tevas, the Gemara in Shabbos, says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the word Anochi is Ana Nafshi Kasvi Yovis. If you want to know me, you need to dwell in my Torah. That's how you get to know me. You learn my midos, you learn my attributes, you learn my essence when you're Osek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The Birchas HaTorah beforehand is Chaye Olam, because it's nothing short of the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving of himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the only way he could give himself to us is through the midos of his Torah. And that's why the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekrav Gadol Eloheinu is used. It's coming to teach us we need to make a bracha before we learn the Shem Hashem. Learning Torah is learning the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea is borne out by the Maharsha in our daf, as well as the Ramban in his Hakdama to Torah. The Ramban's lashon is Od Yesh Biyodenu Kabbalah Shel Emes Ki Kol HaTorah Kula Shem Moisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the all of Torah is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the meaning behind the pasuk Yishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Aleinu. Hence, we have the Yesod of the Halacha Lamaisa. The Yesod of the Halacha Lamaisa, that if a person has a suffix in Birchas HaTorah, a Birchas HaTorah is different than every other Birchas HaMitzvah. Every other Birchas HaMitzvah is not the Oraisa. Yet, how is it that we look at Birchas HaTorah different than every Birchas HaMitzvah? The answer is, Rav Moshe Feinstein taught us that the bracha of Lasok is going on the Birchas HaMitzvah. That you don't repeat, writes the Shagas Aryeh. Rather, what one repeats is the bracha of Asher Barbanu to appreciate. This point is borne out beautifully by the Ishbitzer Rebbe in the Sefer Tferes Yeruchim, who is a descendant, if I'm not mistaken, of the Ishbitzer, who explained Birchas HaTorah in the following manner, based on a beautiful halacha in Maseches Bava Metzia. The Hagos Hashri writes that there was once a Jew who acquired from a Gentile a medal that he thought was lead, that the Gentile thought was lead. And then Reuven went and he sold the lead to Shimon. It turns out that the lead was not lead. The lead was gold. Since the lead was gold, Reuven came back and said, Shimon owes me much more money than he paid for the lead. Says Agos Hashri from the Rimi Mitz that the Shimon does not have to pay a cent more than what he had paid for the lead. And the reason is that when Reuven bought it from the Gentile, he brought it bechezkas bedil, with a chazaka that it was lead. And it was sold, he sold it as cheskas bedil, as lead. And since the entire sale from beginning to end was based on the assumption that it was lead, that was the correct price. Hence, there isn't any chiyuv. Zakt ishbitzer, he says the same thing when it comes to Torah. If a person doesn't realize what Torah is, if a person doesn't really appreciate the Asher Bochar Banu, so then in such a case, when he goes into the store to collect Torah, then in such a case, he will only come out with lead. However, if his Birchas HaTorah is one where he understands the Matana Tova that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, that he's doing nothing less than getting the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a true commitment to Amelus B'Torah will really transform who he is, so then he's making a kinyan on the Zohar Shel Torah. This is the Yisod behind the first Halacha of today, that Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa, and a Suffolk Birchas HaTorah gets Asher Bachar Banu, and Asher Bachar Banu only, and is not repeated because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, but is the essence of appreciating Talmud Torah. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, for Daf Chaf Aleph, is the Sugya of Hirur Kedibur. We had a Machlokis in our Gemara between the Amoroyim, between Ravina and Rav Chizda on the bottom of Chaf Amebeis, whether Hirur is Kedibur or not. If you take a look, the Ein Mishpat, Paskins like Rav Chizda, who says Hirur is Lav Kedibur Dami, thinking about something is not as if you have said it, and this has many implications, La Halacha. Firstly, earlier on Daf Tez Vav, we discussed the Pak in regards to Birchas HaTorah. And that is that based on our Sugya, as codified by Tesis, in a few places on our Amud on Chaf Amabez, the Mechaber Paskins HaMeharah B'Divrei Torah Eino Tzarech Levarech, and this is on the based on the idea, Hirur is Lav Kedibur Dami. The Gra disagrees with his Tosas. He says, even if we Paskin Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami, nevertheless, one could be Mekayim, Mitzvah of Talmud Torah through Hirur, and for that reason, one would need to make a Birchas HaTorah. We discussed the strengths and weaknesses of both positions on Aftez Vav. I would like Be'ezer Hashem now, in the next couple of minutes, to outline a few other nafkaminos in terms of Hirur, Lav Kedibur Dami, as we pass in La Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah and Simen Samach Bei Siv Zayin, Siv Katan Zayin, points out that based on this psak, the Halacha would be that one cannot be Mekayim Kriyashmas by simply thinking it. One would need to say it. If one does not mouth it with one's mouth, even if the ears don't hear it, so in such a case, we've already discussed that sugya in the past, one could be yotze. However, it has to be yotze bisfasav. If not, one has not been yotze with kriyishma. If there was some type of ones, the Mishnah Berurah says that he could not mouth it, and he thought kriyishma, and then he still has an opportunity to say kriyishma, in such a case, he should, because Hirur is Lav Kedibur Dami. However, there is one exception, if you will, to this idea. And that is that even though we say Hirur is Lav Kedibur Dami, if it's a Makom Mitunaf Ligamri, comments the Ramah in that Simen, in Simen Samach Beis Siv Dalid, the Ramah points out that there are two sides to the coin of the Psak Hirur Lav Kedibur Dami. Number one, on the one hand, says the Rama, Imu b'makom sheinunokur legamri, ve'enun yachol linakoso, lechatzila he should think about kriyishma, yahara belibo, because we paskin hirur is lav kedibur dami. So lechatzila, if one is stuck, then one should at least be maharer in kriyishma. However, uvilvach lo ye makom nunaf legamri. If, however, there is waste over there, then one should not be thinking in Torah at all. So even though on the one hand we paskin Hirur is Lav Kedibur Dami, the later poskim point out, the Beis Yosef and Simen Pehei points out that one, this does not allow one to think in Torah in a place that Mitunaf Lagamri. However, if the place is not Mitunaf Lagamri, some places where there's a prohibition of Kriyat Shema and Tefillah, Nevertheless, one is allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah. The Ramah in Simin Pei Dalet points out that even though there is a prohibition in a merchatz to say Kriya Shema and Fila, nevertheless, it is permissible timi maharer b'divrei Torah. Mishnah Berurah adds that there isn't an isra of hirur b'divrei Torah even keneged ho'evah, which would mean that a beres hamerchatz, even if people are not dressed, it's permissible to think. And it could very well be that that's because we paskin hirur is lav kedibur dam. Similarly, Rav Nevensal told me, in the shower, it's considered a makom nakri, and for that reason, one would be allowed to be maharer b'divrei Torah. On the other hand, in the bathroom, in such a case, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaten Hay of Simin Pehei paskins that one is not allowed to think the mikra in the bathroom. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah says that one is not allowed to be ma'ayin in things that are lashon kodesh because it will seem to think about mikra, and that is also, even though we paskin hirur lav kedibur dami, yet nevertheless the makom tunaf is going to be asur. Rav Nevensal was not so quick to accept an interesting heter of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's prohibited to read lashon kodesh, however, things that remind a person of shiflus ha'adam, in such a case, would be permissible to read in the restroom. Rav Nevensal thought, he said to me, Musar is also divrei Torah. And he thought it would be even prohibited to do that. This all applies in a makom matunaf. If it's anything less than a makom matunaf, since we paskin hirur lav kedibur dami, and one is not yotze kriyashma through hirur, any other place, it would be permissible to think in learning. Finally, because hirur is lav kedibur dami, even though it is we paskin tefach beisha erva, an area in a woman's body that is normally covered, one is not allowed to say adover shebikdusha in front of it. Being maharer in Torah would be most definitely permissible. Not only that, it's important to note, Ketshuvas in page Tav Reish Aleph argues that because the Yetzer Hara in the street is so powerful for Taivas Nashim, if the only way a person thinks that he'll be saved from the Yisra of Los Asura Achrei Levavchem Achrei Enechem is to save Varim Shebikdusha, even if there was a Tefach Beisha Erva, nevertheless it would be permissible because it's considered Shach Shas Hadchak. And this is borne out by the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Ayin Hei Sifkaten Aleph, according to the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas. Either way, bottom line is that hirur is lav kedibur dami, and therefore it'll be permissible even in front of an erva. For that reason, one does not make a birchas haTorah according to the Shulchan Aruch, and for that reason, it'll be permissible in cases of in front of an erva to be maharer the divrei Torah. This concludes the halacha section, Be'ezer Hashem, for Daf Chaf Aleph.